And we have two things you ought to know about our next guest. The first is that he is a rock and roll Hall of Famer. The other is that he tends to be a little media shy.
Bill Withers, are you there?
Depends on who's asking.
That's our own David Green luring out the man who wrote this song.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain.
In his brief career, Bill Withers wrote some indelible hits. But after quitting the music business in the mid-80s, Withers has been so low-key, most people wouldn't recognize him if he sat down next to them. In fact, that happened once at a restaurant in L.A.
Yeah, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles up on Pico. And these ladies looked like they had just come from church or something. And they were talking about this Bill Withers song. So I was going to have some fun with them. I said, I'm Bill Withers. And this lady said, you ain't no Bill Withers. You're too light-skinned to be Bill Withers.
Did you convince them that you're Bill Withers?
Even after I showed them my driver's hat, they weren't buying it.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
Well, some think Bill Withers should be better known, and tonight he will be honored in a tribute concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. The artist will play the songs Withers recorded at that very place 43 years ago, including, of course, Lean on Me. It's a song Withers says is about his friends and neighbors as a child.
I was born in a place called Slab Fork, West Virginia, which was really coal mining camp.
It's a small town where everybody worked for the mines, basically.
It wasn't a town. It was more like a camp.
Uh-huh.
Remember the song 16 Tons?
Yeah.
That pretty much summed it up.
You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
All the houses were owned by the coal company. We had a company store where you could buy everything from toothpaste to Tampax.
Wow, so that was the life of Bill Withers growing up.
No, okay. That's where I was born.
Okay, but he did grow up in another coal town just 12 miles away.
I was the first man in my family not to work in the coal mines. My social idol was my older brother. He got hurt in the coal mines. He got crushed by a coal cart.
Mm.
So he wasn't able to work in there anymore. He was the happiest male man I've ever seen in my life. I always wanted to be as happy as he was.
And have you gotten there?
No, I'll never get there. I've come to the conclusion that in order to be unequivocally happy, you have to have some blind spots.
You're saying if you feel truly happy, you're not seeing the reality of the world around you.
Yeah.
We recorded this song on October the 6th. Since then, the war has been declared over. If you're like me, you'll remember it like anybody remembers any war. One big drag.
You have a song called Can't Write Left-Handed, and I feel like it may have come from you noticing the kind of thing we're talking about.
Well, I'm from the generation. I was in the Navy 9 years. So at a certain point, a lot of my friends got sent to Vietnam. So it occurred to me that if a guy got his right arm blown off, he would have to learn to write left-handed. Just ruminating, that phrase crossed my mind.
I can't write left-handed. Would you please write a letter to my mother? Tell her the family lawyer. Trying to get a deferment for my younger brother.
After the Navy, Bill Withers worked on factory assembly lines, but he also started performing. When he got his record deal, the label gave him the chance to record his music with some pretty big stars, including Booker T. Jones and also members of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Graham Nash came and sat in front of me, and I was, you know, a little frustrated. And he said, you don't know how good you are.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Withers' first album was led by this song. The so-called artist and repertoire folks, the people promoting him, didn't see it as a big winner.
Ain't No Sunshine was the B-side. And the disc jockeys, God bless them, turned it over. And that's how I got started.
It was a B-side, meaning it was one of the lesser songs, not expected to do as well.
Well, I call A&R antagonistic and redundant. And that's why, because they make those genius decisions like that, you know.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers always did things his way, which did lead to disputes with his record labels. And finally, after less than 15 years in the business, he just walked away. It sounds like you're pretty happy generally being kind of under the radar.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't socialized as a musician. It wasn't the only way I knew how to live. You figure I was in my 30s when I started doing this. Now, most people that do this, they start practicing in their basement when they're 6 years old. I just happened to do some other things. I mean, I built a lot of stuff.
Did you build the studio in your house?
Yeah.
Are you recording things there that you've never released and we might hear at some point or might not hear?
I probably got a couple of things laying around. It's like just because your dog doesn't bite your mailman, it doesn't mean he ain't still a dog. You know, he can still bite you.
You can still bite, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, better believe it.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
You know, your music certainly lives on in so many covers, film soundtracks, I mean, rap samples. Does that make you happy?
You think about what you just asked me. You think about by what scenario would that make me unhappy?
That's fair.
No.
I don't know. You said you're a unique guy. Maybe the answer would be no.
No. You think about that question you just asked me. A lovely day.
Bill Withers, it's really been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much.
And it's been fun messing with you here.
David Green talking with Bill Withers, who will be honored with a tribute concert this evening at Carnegie Hall.